Michael Quintanilla is an over-the-top kind of guy, known for his love of fashion, fiesta, and is an MC for dozens of events here every year. But the now-retired Quintanilla had an amazing career.
I've been a longtime fashion journalist. I'm a former fashion writer for the Los Angeles Times, where I wrote about fashion, international fashion, New York, Milan, Paris, twice a year.
Mayor Ron Nirenberg says he has one attribute many don't have.
Yeah, Michael is a trained professional journalist, and he's just one of the few that have a good sense of humor. Sorry, Jack, I'm just kidding.
Every spring, Quintanilla designs towering, ornate hats and amazing costumes for Fiesta. But perhaps his most impactful creations are the music and dance videos he's produced the last 5 years. As to how that went down.
Nora Lopez, who's an editor at the Express News, came to me with this idea. Something she had seen on television, Stephen Colbert on late night TV, was dancing with personalities in L.A., basketball players and stuff like that, to a song that was popular at the time.
She asked him to produce a video to be played at that October's Gridiron Show, a local Saturday Night Live-esque stage show put on by media professionals to benefit the Society of Professional Journalists.
And I said, okay. And I thought, well, I'll start with the mayor and with city council, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, you heard right. Quintanilla brought cameras to City Hall and got elected leaders to dance to the song Blurred Lines. And after getting the mayor, then there was the notably serious city manager, Cheryl Scully.
I love to dance, as does he. And so we had fun together.
I was surprised that, darn, she's a good dancer. We were doing like kind of a 60s riff, the swim and shimmy down to the ground. And she's very flexible and knows how to dance and likes to dance.
Most thought so too, but not everyone was charitable.
I think I can dance pretty well, although my sisters tell me that I look a little bit like Elaine in the Seinfeld episode.
She's referring to the notorious Elaine Bennis dancing episode where she makes a fool of herself out on the dance floor.
I think people were surprised to see the city manager dancing at City Hall.
The video was shown at the Gridiron Show, and it was a hit. Quintanilla was asked to do it again, and the next year's song choice was obvious.
Remember Uptown Funk? That was huge. That was the year that I got the Fourth Court of Appeal judges, all the ladies, to dance with me.
His instructions to the judges were basic.
Wear killer heels and cocktail dresses under your robes, and then you'll take the robe off, and then you'll look like you're ready to go to a cocktail party, or and we'll dance.
They didn't just take the robes off. They dramatically threw them off in a synced move and then danced about the court chambers.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
The mayor, everyone on city council, even county judge Nelson Wolf, got in on the fun.
I find you guilty of bringing the funk. I better never catch you out on the street unless it's raining and you're dancing like Danny Kaye.
These Gridiron videos had begun to take on a life of their own. The next year, the mega hit from Puerto Rico was the obvious choice.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
By this time, Ron Nirenberg was mayor and created the video's most interesting moment when Quintanilla danced with him.
He was behind me, and I just busted through the doors and swung the doors open, and Erica was on the other side of the door, and he was just beaming.
Wife Erica Prosper was waiting to dance on the other side.
That remains my most beautiful personal scene of all the videos I've done, because if you can see those two dancing and the way they just look at each other, I mean, it's just love.
That's the look I always give Erica when she's waiting for me on the dance floor. You know, we break out into a dance, and I'm there with the love of my life, and it brings a smile to your face.
The moment was clearly a standout. Quintanilla says the video got 2 million views on Facebook, including one very prominent one.
Got the attention of Luis Fonsi, the songwriter, who reached out to me, then reached out to the mayor and invited us to the Final Four because he was performing.
It came time to produce this year's video, and Quintanilla made his appointments with participants, but something was wrong. He wasn't feeling good.
Well, I went in, checked myself in on Friday night, and I had surgery on Saturday morning.
His gallbladder surgery got complicated with several other conditions, the sum of which rendered him unable to create this year's video.
On Monday, I get a call from a dear friend of mine at the Express News, Elaine Ayala, saying that she needs my help and it's for a good cause for Michael Quintanilla.
Hector Saldana from the band The Crayolas was asked to provide a song and to step in for Quintanilla.
She wants me to somehow take his place in a video. I'm like in shock, saying there's no way.
There is only one Quintanilla, but Saldana and his brother David agreed to give it a try.
They danced to a song called Frutería, the fruit cup song.
The incredibly catchy Fruit Cup song is a pay-on to the popular Southside fruit stand. The usual cast of city council, mayor, and others have been shot for the video to air this Saturday night at Gridiron, which leaves the question, 6 years in, has any politician refused Quintanilla's risky offer to dance in front of a camera?
No one has said no. Not one single person. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy cool?
That it is. Mayor Nirenberg says these videos serve an unexpected purpose.
To show folks that these are living, breathing human beings that are serving the public that also can smile and enjoy themselves. So it's a great service to everyone to see their elected officials in three dimensions.
And the mayor ended with this.
Get well soon, Michael. We miss you.
In San Antonio, I'm Jack Morgan.